Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Let's get right to farm news now. The longtime CME Group CEO, Terry Duffy, stepping down. He reshaped the derivatives exchange through two big mergers. Who is next? The first female CEO ever to take over as the company's leader, Lynn Fitzpatrick. Duffy steered CME through the global financial crisis and completed the industry's first major merger with crosstown rival Chicago Board of Trade back in 2007. A year later, CME orchestrated the takeover of the New York Mercantile Exchange. The leadership transition comes as the traditional derivatives industry is grappling with the emergence of perpetual futures and the explosion of prediction markets. Fitzpatrick was president and chief financial officer starting in 2024. Questions are emerging about whether Brazil can maintain its rapid pace of soybean and corn production growth in the 2027 crop year. Brazil is the world's largest soybean producer and a major corn exporter, facing several challenges, including low commodity prices, high fertilizer costs, tight credit conditions, and the threat of El Nino-related weather problems. USDA is encouraging farmers and ranchers to step forward and serve on local FSA county committees. Nominations now being accepted. For more information, contact your local FSA office. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley sounding the alarm for year-round E15's chances, even as the bipartisan push by Midwest senators, which Grassley argues can only pass as part of another bill, like a defense spending bill, if not allowed on the farm bill. He urgently called on Midwest senators to act.
At least 14 states, 28 senators, better put our heads together or we're going to lose the opportunity of getting E15. It's through the House of Representatives. It's further than it's ever been. And if we miss this opportunity, we may never get E15.
We asked another big E15 backer, Majority Leader John Thune, if the need for clean CRs will again sideline year-round E15.
Susan Collins, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, has now, I think, made three offers to the Democrats on a top line. Wants to move appropriations bills out of the committee, is getting zero cooperation.
Thune predicts Democrats could try to force another government shutdown ahead of the midterms, a prospect that could doom not just year-round E15, but also a farm bill. You are listening to Inside Agriculture, brought to you by Stout Miller in Valley City. I'm Mick Kerr. I'll be right back and we'll check the morning market numbers for the final trading day of the week.